Welcome back to the Who Are You to Lead Anyway podcast, where we dive deep into mastering the skills we need to navigate leadership and life. I am your host, Cynthia Jameson, and this is episode 85. How are you doing out there today? It is Sunday. It is 12:53 in the afternoon. The sun is shining, and the only thing between me and the outdoors is getting this episode recorded. So today I want to talk to you about unpacking baggage, embracing strengths, and taking your seat at the table. So before we get started, I know that you're sitting there, sipping your coffee or your latte, wrestling with your thoughts about coaching. You're filled with aspirations to grow, to lead, to make a difference in the world, but there's something holding you back, isn't there? You're feeling stuck in your career, and like all of us, you have fears that you don't even want to voice, which leads to questioning yourself, your value, and even your relevance. An analogy I like to use a lot with my clients is that it feels like you have a foot in two different canoes, which you can imagine makes it feel really hard to get where you're going in the most efficient and easeful way. Ask me how I know. So, I know because I've been there, which is both how and why I can help you from a coaching perspective. Think about the options and ways to get out of one canoe and into another and feel great about it. So, let's talk. I know you're worried about costs, the time commitment, and whether coaching is worth it. You're skeptical about whether it can truly help you overcome your self-doubt, navigate uncertainty, and achieve your goals. But here's the thing. I totally get that. I understand your concerns, your hesitation, your fears, and that's exactly why coaching can and will make all the difference for you. So imagine having a trusted ally by your side, someone who understands your journey, your challenges, and your aspirations, and is your guide on the side or your co-pilot, if you will, on your transformative journey to self-discovery and growth. So I want to share with you a story about an amazing client of mine who came to coaching with all of these exact same thoughts and feelings. My client felt like an outsider in her own organization. In her words, she was driven by fear of the unknown, which I just want to normalize because we all have this. But she struggled to find her voice, her influence, and her confidence. She felt isolated, believing she didn't belong and that her work wasn't relevant. So through coaching, she began to unpack all of that baggage and embrace her unique strengths instead. Now, her journey taught her so many valuable lessons that I'm just going to share some of the key ones with you today. First, she learned that thoughts and feelings are not facts. And by understanding this alone, she gained valuable perspective and insights in that helped her inform her decisions and her actions and her behavior. She learned how to manage her mind. She created a unique process based on her understanding of herself, what mattered to her, and what she wanted for herself that over time left her feeling centered, grounded, and authentic in who she is and what she stands for. Next, she realized that not all work deserves A plus effort. Sometimes good enough is good enough. I'm pretty sure you're feeling me on this. She was really curious about how she could do this for herself. So she explored it and decided for herself what work specifically deserved the A plus effort and what didn't. She realized she had the power to say no and to set boundaries for herself. But perhaps the most powerful insight that she gained was the importance of embracing her strengths and stepping into her authenticity. She identified her top five values and over our work together learned that for her, true leadership came from living in alignment with those values and being a light for others to do the same, which was connecting for her to her purpose in life, which was to be a lighthouse, a metaphor which turns out we both share. She learned to stop seeking external validation. Not that it wasn't valuable when she would get it, but she learned to stop seeking it and instead trusted her own inner compass to guide her. She 100% leaned into her value of living curiously and approaching life through the lens of possibility, which allowed her to be her own authority and to step into her own authority for herself. Now, as a result, she was able to challenge her existing skill sets and grow even more. So it's interesting because when her leaders and her peers and her friends started to challenge her on why she was asking so many questions, she held her own and let them know that her curiosity was simply in service of being the best spoke in the wheel versus shutting down, which was what she had done previously. Now she's been receiving feedback about the change people see in her. She's self-assured, she's self-confident, she's self-reliant, and she feels great being her. She feels less attached, less tethered to others' thoughts, feelings, and opinions in a way that feels like so much luscious freedom for her. So to tie this back to last week's episode, she has space and grace to gift herself the permission she needed to be herself in all of the ways that felt inspiring and expansive versus feeling fearful and constrictive. It really is a true caterpillar to butterfly metamorphosis. Now, you might be wondering, how can coaching with me help you specifically? And what about those nagging thoughts in the back of my mind, Cynthia? I have self-doubt, the skepticism, the resistance to change. First, I want to be crystal clear. Coaching isn't about fixing you. It's about empowering you to become the best version of yourself. Together, we'll tackle those inner demons, silence the doubts, and you'll take the pen and rewrite the narrative of your life. Let me break it down even further. Through coaching sessions, we'll dive deep into your goals, your strengths, and your values, uncovering the unique path that's waiting for you. First, we're going to unpack the baggage. We'll identify and address the limiting beliefs and fears holding you back from stepping into your power. I love this metaphor, and sometimes we need to open up that suitcase and throw out what no longer fits us from an identity perspective, right? It's like new level, new devil. Some of the things that we're used to telling ourselves, they just have to go. The second thing that we'll do is embrace your strengths. So I will help you recognize and leverage your unique strengths to become more confident and influential. The third thing that we'll do is find your voice. Together, we'll explore strategies to overcome if it's imposter syndrome, the self-doubt, allowing you to confidently take your seat at the table or put yourself in the driver's seat of your life and your career. You will gain so much self-awareness, which will create clarity, confidence, and a renewed sense of purpose as you step into your leadership potential. I want to also say this journey isn't about professional growth. It isn't just about professional growth. It's about building a whole life that aligns with your values and your aspirations. There is more to you than the slice of the pie that is your career. Now, as my client discovered, it's okay to have moments of overwhelm, frustration, or stress, and they will pass. But you have the power to choose curiosity over fear and rebuild or build a life that prioritizes your well-being. So if you're ready to unpack your baggage, things do get lighter. Embrace your strengths, things do get clearer, and take your seat at the table or bring your own seat. I invite you to reach out and schedule a coaching session with me today. Together, we will illuminate the path to your true leadership potential. Now, I would love to acknowledge that part of you that might be hesitant about coaching. I mean, you've come this far on your own, right? Yes. And here's the thing. I used to think the exact same way. However, I learned that even the brightest, the best, or the most successful individuals can benefit tremendously from coaching. This is why CEOs, C-suite executives, VPs, leaders of hundreds of people within teams have coaches. So coaching has helped me and all of my clients level up, unlock untapped potential, and accelerate my own growth, their own growth, more effectively and more efficiently. Through coaching, I gained outside perspectives, guidance, and mentorship, which allowed me to see what else was possible and to tap into capabilities that, to be honest, I didn't even know I had. That was so invaluable to me. It's empowered me and my clients to elevate our own self-concept. That's like how we see ourselves and understand and move beyond our own capabilities. So while I already knew how to navigate challenges before I found coaching, I only wish I would have known it before. But with coaching, I navigate them with much more self-compassion and courage, even when fear wants to hold me back or keep me small, and I help my clients do the same. So while I have absolutely no doubt that you've achieved a lot of your own, lot on your own, coaching can offer you the support and the tools you need to reach even greater heights and to navigate your journey with more confidence, clarity, and purpose. You might just surprise yourself. Now, the choice will always be yours. Either way, it's totally okay. And you'll always be worth it when you're ready to say yes to yourself. And the links are always going to be in the bio to book a call to talk further if you wish. And I want to leave you with this. You have the power to lead, to inspire, and to make a difference in the world. And it's okay to have help and support to do that. You don't have to go it alone. So that's it for today. I hope you have found this super useful, and I have something to think about. And I want to say thank you so much for tuning in. Until next time, keep striving, keep growing, and keep leading with courage and authenticity. I will see you next week. Goodbye. Hey there, it's Cynthia. Thanks for being a part of the Who Are You to Lead Anyway journey. Join my newsletter for exclusive updates and resources. Get a complimentary self-discovery workbook at www.cynthiajamisoncoach.ca. Your feedback shapes this show, so share your thoughts. And if you love the podcast, help spread the word. Thanks for investing in your leadership growth. Let's thrive together.